Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of AI, specifically OpenAI's O1 model within Microsoft Copilot.
Ooh, exciting. I've heard whispers of this Think Deeper feature. Is it as revolutionary as everyone's saying? Fill me in.
Well, think of it this way. It's like having a super smart, albeit slightly overenthusiastic, research assistant at your fingertips. This article I read details one user's experience, and let me tell you, it's a wild ride. Imagine getting incredibly detailed responses from room renovations on a budget.
Hold on, AI interior design? Did it actually suggest furniture and paint colors?
Not just that, it even suggested scents and sounds. And get this, threw in a Frank Lloyd Wright anecdote. It's like the AI went to design school while getting a philosophy degree.
Okay, color me impressed, but what about something more complex, like travel planning? Can it handle that?
Oh, absolutely. The author tested it with a London trip on a budget, and the AI crafted a detailed itinerary, complete with daily themes like the royal welcome and cost breakdowns. It's like a travel agent on steroids, but one that also waxes poetic about the heartbeat of the city. I see. Interesting.
Wow, almost too good to be true. There has to be a catch, right? Every superhero has a weakness.
You're absolutely right. It's not all sunshine and roses. The biggest drawback? Speed. While the O1 model delivers deeper insights and remembers context impressively, which is a huge plus, it can be slow. It gets lost in its own thoughts, if you will. Imagine a brilliant professor who takes forever to get to the point.
So it's a trade-off. Depth versus speed. I can see that. It's like choosing between a thorough but slow chef or fast food.
Precisely. For quick tasks, regular Copilot is your friend. But for complex problems where you need serious brainstorming, O1 is your secret weapon. Just don't expect instant answers.
Got it. So it's not a replacement for human thinking, but more like a powerful tool to augment it. We still need to be the ones asking the right questions. This is like having a powerful engine, but we need to be good drivers.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. The author even tested its ability to remember context by asking about a perfect first date. The AI, having remembered previous interactions, incorporated those preferences. It's like having a surprisingly attentive friend who also happens to be a supercomputer.
A friend who occasionally gets lost in philosophical musings while planning your date. But seriously, this sounds like a game changer. The ability to maintain context, that's huge for any AI assistant.
Couldn't agree more. It seems like we're finally inching closer to true AI collaboration, even if it's still a bit overwhelming at times.
Overwhelming, yes, but exciting nonetheless. Thanks for breaking it down. It sounds like we have much more to explore in this rapidly evolving world of AI.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening to Nutty's Show. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.